Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're going to cut through some of the noise and really focus on the material your students are engaging with right now.
Exactly. We've got a set of articles from The Juice.
Okay, let's get into it. The first one is, I think, a genuinely inspiring story. It's called Celebrated Albatross Aims to Produce New Offspring at 75.
This is about Wisdom, a Laysan albatross.
At 75 years old, she's preparing to nest again at Midway Atoll in Hawaii. I mean, that's the same place she was first banded back in 1956.
Incredible. And she's flown over 3 million miles.
3 million. And laid more than 50 eggs. She is just completely redefining what we know about avian longevity.
Yeah, the experts at the refuge say she's at least 28 years older than any other known albatross there. So for discussion, you could start with the mechanics of it.
How a bird navigates 3 million miles.
Exactly. And how it returns to the exact same spot. And then second, you could get into some comparative biology. You know, what factors contribute to that kind of extreme longevity in some species, but not others.
Okay, from the animal brain to the human one. This next one is really interesting, especially for parents of teenagers. It's a Cambridge study titled Five Stages as Your Brain Ages.
Hmm.
Researchers tracked water molecules in the brains of, it was almost 4,000 people.
3,902, to be exact.
Right. And they mapped the whole life cycle of our brain connections. They found five distinct phases, and the findings, they were published in Nature Communications.
And one of the biggest takeaways is that the stable peak of our brain power lasts a lot longer than people think. From age 32 all the way up to 66.
Wait, I saw something in there about the teenage years from 9 to 32. The study called the connections being formed with ruthless efficiency.
It did. Ruthless efficiency. It sounds pretty intense.
It does. Is that a purely positive thing, or does it contribute to some of the stress we see in that age group?
Well, that's a perfect discussion prompt right there. You could explore how that drive for efficiency might relate to, say, changes in learning or even mental health.
Okay.
And then you could look at the later stages. The article notes that after 66, neural connections start separating into more isolated regions. What are the practical implications of that, especially for dementia research?
That is heavy stuff. Mm. Let's switch gears to market power. The article is, streaming giant Netflix agrees to buy Warner Bros. For $72 billion.
A huge deal. This would combine Netflix's 301 million subscribers with HBO Max's 128 million.
So all that content, Batman, Harry Potter, everything, it could all end up under one roof.
Right, which would cement Netflix as the industry Goliath, as the article puts it.
And critics are worried, aren't they, about what this does to creativity, to movie theaters?
Of course. And that's where antitrust laws are supposed to come in, to prevent a single company from having a monopoly that just stifles all competition.
So for discussion, first you could talk about that very concept.
Yes. What is a monopoly and what is the role of antitrust law?
And second,
the Producers Guild of America warned that these studios are part of our national character. So what's the broader cultural impact if all that media gets consolidated? What does that do to diversity and choice?
Okay, from market consolidation to political maps. The next article is Supreme Court's Texas redistricting ruling adds turmoil to 2026 House elections.
Right. So the Supreme Court approved a mid-decade redistricting plan in Texas that, well, it favors Republicans.
And we should clarify, redistricting is just drawing election boundaries. But when it's done for partisan advantage, that's when we call it gerrymandering.
And this decision is now encouraging other states to do the same thing, to draw new maps for partisan gain. It's happening even though a lower court found evidence of racial gerrymandering in the Texas map.
That's a key point. Justice Alito wrote for the majority that partisan motivation isn't a legitimate basis for a claim.
Which really raises the bar for anyone trying to challenge these maps.
So for a conversation, you could start by just clarifying for students how map making itself can directly affect who wins an election.
And second, dig into that legal distinction. What's the difference the Supreme Court sees between partisan criteria and racial criteria when it's looking at these maps?
All right, let's wrap up with something a little lighter but still full of controversy, college sports. Upstart Hoosiers secure top seed in 2025 college football playoff.
A huge surprise. The Indiana Hoosiers had an undefeated season, their first outright conference title since 1945. So they're the top seed in the 12-team tournament.
Alongside some usual suspects like Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech.
But here's the controversy. The committee included Alabama, which had 3 losses, and Miami over Notre Dame, which had a better record.
Why?
Well, the argument was based on subjective criteria, you know, tougher schedules or specific head-to-head wins. It's not just about the numbers.
And that subjectivity is what makes it so complicated. So a good discussion point would be the difference between objective data, like a win-loss record, and those subjective criteria, like a tougher schedule.
Exactly. And second, you could explore the institutional pressures. How might the economics of college sports, all that money and pressure, influence these committee decisions?
That was a fast trip from a 75-year-old bird to brain science and back. We hope these points give you a clear path to starting some great conversations.
Before we go, I want to leave you with one last thought. It connects back to that ambiguity in the sports segment. If you are a decision maker, how would you weigh past performance like wisdom, the albatross's lifetime of achievements against current undeniable excellence, like the Hoosiers' undefeated season? Which one defines success?
That is fantastic food for thought. Thank you for diving deep into the source material with us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.